One of the other major turning points from last week's local elections happened in Peterborough. The Conservatives took overall control of the city council, and the city also elected its first ever councillor from the Green Party. Julie Howell won the seat for Orton Waterville, taking the seat from Conservative Gavin Elsie. And we can speak to Julie now. Good morning, Councillor Howell.
Good morning, Dottie.
How does that sound?
Bewildering. To be honest, we worked incredibly hard. We knew it would be close, or we thought it would be close. We didn't expect to overshoot the finishing line to the degree that we did. So, bewildering.
And what are your plans now that the power is in your hands, Julie? What difference can you make in Orton Waterville?
Okay, so it's really important to understand why I was elected by our local residents here, and it wasn't on policies at all. I didn't mention policies at all in the run-up to the election. What residents have told me, and I've gone back round to residents' houses over the weekend to say thank you and just to make sure this actually happened, is that it's about visibility, it's about having a councillor they can relate to, that they can talk to, and clearly they were just ready for a change. It doesn't mean that Orton Waterville is green. It's we've still got two Conservative councillors. And as you have said, the Conservatives have regained overall control of the City Council. But I think they're ready for somebody a bit more independent in the mix.
And what impact do you think you can have as a solitary green councillor on a council of 60 members?
Yes, all on my own, but I'm continually told that I can't have any impact, that I'm not powerful and can't make a difference. Yet look what's happened, Dossie. Look what's happened. So it remains to be seen. My focus is on what residents want me to do, so I'll be staying very close to residents, as they're the ones that put me here. And this is new for me. I've not been a city councillor before, but I will do my absolute best. I will continue to work extremely hard, and let's see what we can do.
And as a Green Party councillor, Julie, what do you think of the slogan, which is still emblazoned on signs around the outskirts of Peterborough, claiming it as the environment capital of the UK? Do you think that the city can really claim that?
No, absolutely not at the moment. It's an aspiration. It's something to aim at. But at the moment, when you look around Peterborough, a flight hit everywhere. Residents don't take that seriously. They laugh about it. I mean, the charges for brown bin collection that's just resulting in more fly tipping of garden waste. I mean, come on, we've got a long way to go there. So I will be seeing what I can do to help us achieve that goal of being an environmental city. But first of all, I just want to see what my residents want from me. We'll start from there and then we'll see what we can do for the city and hopefully get more green councillors elsewhere in Peterborough.
Julie, thank you very much. A historic win for Councillor Julie Howell in Orton Waterville Ward in Peterborough following the elections on Thursday. She is